All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I got a question for you. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's Grim Sentai Corner. And this time, guys, we're doing the final part of Starless. The reason why is because I'm finishing up this scene. This is the last part of it. And after that, we're done. We'll move on to Maggot Bates. Just not a lot of people interested, not a lot of clicks. But if you're not watching it, it's a waste of time. So I can cover other stuff that you might be more interested in. I particularly do love this one. I know things get really interesting later on, but it is a longer Nukage. I think you call it a Nukage. So it's a while before we discover some crazy shit. But let's go ahead and just finish it up. And we'll go to the next one. But before I can, my view is suddenly blocked by what seemed to be a lady's giant ass. Yep, this is definitely Marius's ass. She seriously just sat on top of my face, and there's nothing I can do about it since I'm handcuffed. Pardon, I just ate. Both my mouth and nose are engulfed in her crotch, and I find it difficult to breathe. How does it feel to have your face buried in the crotch of such a beautiful woman? I guess maybe face-sitting is a bit too stimulating for a virgin. I try to talk, but with her crotch in my mouth, the only thing that comes out are muffled sounds. Once I calm down and get over the surprise, I realize how erotic this situation actually is. It's pretty crazy if you think about it. A girl's ass barely covered by her underwear right before my eyes with her genitals being thrust into my mouth. My nose is stuck right up into her anus as well, giving me a nice whiff of it every time I take a breath. My sense of smell, touch, and taste are all being assaulted by the raw sensation of her groin, and my brain is loving it. How's the taste of crotch? Smells good, doesn't it? Marisa rubs her crotch against my face. I didn't change my underwear this morning. Ugh. So I've been wearing these since last night. I bet they're just soaked with the smell of my body odor and liquids. Upon hearing that, I try to get a deeper whiff. A mix of perfume body odor and the naughty scent that comes from her pussy tickles my nostrils. The womanly pheromones contained within make my loins heat up in response. My member, which I thought for sure was completely expended, starts to twitch and come to life. The head pushes forward and peeks out from the foreskin. You got hard from sniffing my pussy, you damn pervert. If you want to smell it that bad, fine, I'll give you a nice whiff. She presses her crotch even harder against my face. The area covering her slit forced into my mouth, making her panties wet with my saliva. Is forced into my mouth, that's why that's messed up. My nose is stuck further into her butt, making my head spin from my first real smell of a woman's anus. It all comes together as a drug that brings my member to life. Wow. It didn't take you long to get hard. Did you love the smell of my pussy that much? If that's how you react when I still have panties on, you might actually come by the smell alone without them. Just a little more. Alright, I'll use my hand for the finishing touch. You better be grateful. She suddenly grasps my penis and gives me a rapid hand job. Intense pleasure shoots from my penis to the rest of my body as her supple hands tightly squeeze the tip of my penis. The merciless hand job is more than adequate to bring my penis back to full length. Yeah, what's with this cock? It's squirming around in my hand. Gross. Does it feel that good to have a girl sit on your face while stroking your virgin dick? How pathetic. Look at you, lying naked under a woman with your sad little cock as hard as a rock. Don't you have any shame? People like you are better off dead. Wow, she's real nice. I dig my mouth further into her crotch as I try to withstand the pleasure. Hey, stop trying to suck it through the panties, you're grossing me out. Well, I guess that's enough. I stroked this dirty cock for too long, I'll never get the smell out of my hands. She takes her hands off my penis, now fully erect and throbbing as it towers up towards the ceiling. Well, it's good that you're hard, but your balls are still flat. Hey, you hurry up and start filling your useless balls with semen or I'm gonna crush them. This isn't exactly something I have control over. She ponders for a bit while giving a look over at my spent balls. Well, he was run completely dry by the other three. I'm not surprised there's nothing left. Looks like the drug has lost its effect too. Maybe if I just use some more. My eyebrows twitch at what I hear. Oh, but we already used the last of it, so I guess that's out. I'm extremely relieved to hear that. Hey, that's right. If there's nothing in there to come out, we can just put it in ourselves. She comes up with an idea and looks over at the condom sitting on the table, still ballooning with my semen. I have a bad feeling about this. Hey, Marka, could you get the you-know-what for me? You know what? Wait, you're not planning on what I think you are you? You bet I am. Now hurry up and get it ready. Now wait just a minute. If you do that, then what about my plan of selling his semen to banks and spreading his seed everywhere? His semen everywhere. Seed, whatever. Oh, come on. If you hire him, you'll have access to his semen whenever you want. Besides, it'd be better for mankind if you don't let his inferior genes spread. If anything, we should be trying to stamp them out. Hey, that's mean. Don't talk about my precious lover like that. Yeah, whatever. If you feel that strongly about it, why don't you just give birth to a bunch of his children instead? Now come on, hurry up and get moving. Marka goes over to the shelf to get what she's asked to and comes back with a box. After setting the box on the table, she takes something out of it and sets it on the floor in front of me. There you go. Happy? It's a large graduated cylinder. Alright, now pour it all in there. Sigh, and I went to such trouble collecting it all. Marka reluctantly grabs the condoms off the table, opens them up, and pours the contents into the cylinder. The tube fills up with my syrupy cum. After emptying the first condom, she moves on to the next and repeats the process. After she's finished, the container is full of my semen and still thick and steamy, and a strong odor wafts from the cylinder. Ugh, I'm getting nauseous just looking at it. I bet you'd get ill if you drank that stuff. Alright, time to put your milky semen back to where it came from. Marka hands her a large syringe. Huh? If we pump all this semen back into your balls, you'd be able to come again in no time. It's like semen recycling, a perfect idea considering today's eco-minded world, yes? My bad feeling becomes reality. Marisa grins as she describes her devilish idea. That's what she looks like to me, too, a devil. Recycling my ass, who the hell injects semen back into people? That's not ecology, that's torture. Get ready. It may hurt at first, but once you get used to it, you might start to like it. She attaches a tube to the syringe and places the tip inside the cylinder. Then she pulls back the plunger, causing the semen to travel through the tube. Once the plunger is pulled back all the way, the syringe is completely filled with my semen. Time to bring your sperm back home. She takes the edge of the lube, of the tube out of the cylinder and brings it to the head of my penis. God! Without hesitation, she sticks it into my urethra. Oof! I writhed in discomfort from the foreign sensation. Here it comes. Be grateful I'm doing this for you, she says, pushing down on the syringe plunger. Semen flows swiftly through the tube and enters my penis. My own semen comes flowing back through my urethra with crushing pressure. My penis swells up and throbs severely at the incredible force. It feels like it's gonna burst. The semen makes its way back into my balls, forcing them back into shape. The sensation of semen rushing back into my balls leaves me in agony. I'm used to ejaculating, but I'm sure not as hell not used to having it come back inside. A strange mix of both pain and pleasure. Alright, there we go. Done with the first one. After pushing the plunger all the way down and emptying the syringe, she roughly puts the tube back out, pulls the tube back out from my penis. Ah, I'm finally free from the agony. My relief is short-lived, however, as Marisa takes the tube and puts it back in the cylinder. Looks like we have plenty of room in here for one more dose. I'm sorry, I can't understand you. Are you trying to eject? Oh, well, too bad. I'm not stopping till I get it all in there. The more you resist, the more it just makes me want to do it. She says coldly, wearing an evil grin, after which she takes her sweet time pulling up on the plunger. Once it gets to the top, the cylinder is empty and the rest of the semen is inside the syringe. I've got another dose of medicine for you. Open up wide. She sticks the tube back into my urethra, takes hold of the syringe, and immediately pushes the liquid inside. I grip my teeth as I go through the same torture as before. It feels like my urethra is being raped by the semen as the semen forces its way backwards up my shaft at high velocity, but along with the pain, an orgasmic level of pleasure flows to my brain. Hey, try relaxing a little more, would you? It's not going in very smoothly. The plunger gets harder to push down. Irritated, she tries pushing on it harder. My balls are already full. With no other place to go, the semen dribbles back outside my penis. This creates more pressure, causing the plunger and the syringe to fight against Marisa and push itself back up. Grr, why you little? This is your fault for not being able to come, you know. Shut up and take it like a good boy. This is your semen. It belongs to you. I bet your sperm is happy to be back home with their daddy. Now be a good parent and take them back in. Marisa grits her teeth and pushes down with all her strength. Her strength wins out and the semen floods back into my balls, forcing the swell up to the size of golf balls. See, you can do it. She takes a deep breath after she manages to push all the semen out of the syringe. The pain from forcing the semen inside my penis is gone, but now I have to contend with the pain of having my balls bursting with semen. The semen puts incredible pressure on my shaft while trying to find a way out. It threatens to shoot right back out if I just relax for an instant. She says, ha ha, wow, look at your balls. You look like one of those tanuki statues. That's priceless. Hey, I bet if we poked them with a needle, they'd burst. Anyway, I'm gonna take the catheter out now, but don't you dare let any of it out yet. If you do, I really will poke them with a needle. If you don't want me to burst your balls, you better grit your teeth. Marisa leaves me with a little piece of advice before yanking the tube out. I do my best to stop myself from ejaculating. She says there's nothing hotter than the face of a man desperately trying to stop himself from coming. Seeing you... Seeing you squirm has gotten me aching to torture you some more. Our twisted affection makes a shiver run down my back. I waited a long time for my turn to come, so I'm really gonna enjoy this. I'm gonna torture your cock until it falls off. Marisa gets herself ready and removes her bra. Here, I'll give you a direct taste. Enjoy your first taste of first pussy? And remember it for the rest of your life. She removes the last piece of clothing she's wearing, revealing her damp pussy lips. Then she immediately plants it back down on my face. Her genitals press up against my mouth, robbing my first kiss with her set of pussy lips. Her anus is so close to my face that I can count the wrinkles. With my nose up close to it, I can't help but get a big whiff of her fragrant asshole. How's the taste of your first pussy? You can lick it if you want. I went to the bathroom not long ago, so I bet it tastes pretty special, hee hee. Her words snap me into action. I look at her slit in a daze, crawling my tongue deliberately along her pussy lips and taking in the taste of my first pussy. Oh, that's good. Keep it up. I hope you know what an honor it is for a plebeian like you to lick the pussy of a blue blood like me. Since I'm nice enough to give you this opportunity, you better repay me by making me feel good. I'll kill you if you don't. Her body is quick to respond to my cunnilingus. Her genitals moisten with a slight sticky fluid, and a bizarre taste not unlike sweat fills my mouth. My brain functions are numb by pleasure, and I thirst for the taste of her fluid like honey. Yes, that's good. You may have potential. Keep doing what you're doing and pleasure me like a good boy. But don't forget, you're just a tool for licking my pussy. You're not allowed to come until I'm satisfied. Well, that's straight up domination shit there. If you do have an orgasm before me, there would be consequences. After finishing her sentence, she takes the panties she was wearing a minute ago and wraps them around my throbbing penis. I shudder at the sudden new sensation against my member. The tip of my penis brushes up against her soft and still warm panties right at the spot her crotch was hitting. I'm close to the edge already, and that's all the extra push needed to send me over it. It's hopeless against the oncoming wave brought on by the unbearable pleasure. The built-up pressure inside my balls causes the steam inside to burst out with so much force it goes straight through Marisa's thin undergarments and flies towards Marisa herself. Hey, what the hell? I just got done telling you not to come. Stop ejaculating this instant. My semen shows no signs of stopping as it flies past her underwear and even reaches as far as her face. I try to quell the flow, but the pressure is too strong. The best I can manage is to slow down a bit. Ugh, damn you. I said stop. Who gave you permission to come? Marisa reaches out and grabs my penis in an attempt to stop it from squirting. It seems to have no effect, however, as she manages to accomplish all she manages to accomplish is to get herself covered in more gooey cum. Is your penis a water gun or something? What the hell? Realizing that she can't stop it with just her hand, she places her hand over it to block the semen while she reaches over to the table and grabs a ribbon. If that's the way it's gonna be, I'll stop it by force. She wraps the ribbon around the base of my scrotum a few times and then pulls it tight. Oh! My balls ache from the constricting pressure, but it does succeed at stopping the outflow of semen. Ooh, finally got it to stop. Looks like your penis is a slacker that doesn't know how to follow directions.
Yeah, damn, slacker! This calls for some discipline!
Marissa wipes the semen off of her hand and squeezes the ribbon around my scrotum even tighter.
Ah! What's wrong? Why don't you try ejaculating again?
I won't stop you this time. Go ahead, try and come. My penis hole still puckered wide open in a futile attempt to ejaculate. It's an agonizing feeling, having your ejaculation suddenly forced to a stop like that. Wow, look at your cock. It's swollen up so much, I think it might explode. Does your poor cock want to ejaculate that badly? Well, too bad. I'm not taking the ribbon off until I come. If you want to come too, then you better satisfy me first. You might want to hurry up too. Your balls might not last much longer. Marisa watches in delight as I squirm underneath her. Her pussy lips are wet with excitement from seeing the tortured expression on my face. While I'm girding my teeth at the pain of being unable to ejaculate, Marisa is enjoying herself by rubbing her inflamed slit against my face. Her juice spills out from her lips and into my mouth. Come on, stick out your tongue and drink every last drop. You're the luckiest man in the world, you know? You get the chance to drink the pussy juice of a girl as cute as me. Still sounds like a fucking New York City cabbie. I try to take my mind off the pain in the groin by focusing my attention on licking Marius's pussy. Ah, it feels so good when you do it rough. Ah. Alright, everybody. Alright already, enough of that area. Move on to my clitoris. Fiddle with it with your tongue, I do as I'm told and I search for a clitoris using my tongue. It doesn't take long for me to find it. I immediately go to work on deliberately licking her clitoris. I found it pretty quickly. I remove the flapping skin over her clit with my tongue and focus on the sensitive organ. Each time my tongue passes over it, Marisa trembles with pleasure. Yes, right there. You're pretty good. Ah, my clit's being licked by some virgin's dirty little tongue. I start to get a feel for where her most sensitive areas are and focus on them. It's like, yeah, just a little more. Yes, right there. Keep going. More. Marius's breathing gets heavier and she rocks her hips back and forth against my tongue. She rocks faster and faster, and the liquid pours more copiously from her slit. Soon, my face is covered in her juices. She gets more and more excited, and her juices get thicker and creamier, simultaneously acting as lubricant for her to move her hips even faster still. He said, yes, I'm almost there. I'm almost drowning in her juices as they flow freely into my mouth. I'm coming. This idiot is going to make me coom. Oh, shit. Marisa screams as she puts on a final spurt towards orgasm. Ah, I'm cooming! Here we go! I'm cooming! She pushes her vagina against my face and shouts as climax overtakes her. It's coming out! She shivers in ecstasy as a fountain of hot liquid spurts from her pussy. I realize immediately that it's in fact urine. She enjoys herself as she pees into my mouth. Ugh, it's no accident either. She's obviously doing it on purpose. With her crotch pushed right over my mouth, I have no choice but to just accept the liquid, drink it all down. Ugh! There's some more for you. Is my pee just delicious? That's not evident. Ugh, an ugly girl like you gets to drink pee from a beautiful girl like me. Makes the most of it. Make the most of it. Drink all you want. Savor it while it lasts. Ugh. I swallow the liquid pouring in my mouth and the first taste of female urine numbs my senses. The taste is beyond anything I could have ever imagined. What? Marisa finishes emptying her bladder in my mouth and then the stream comes to a stop. That was great. There's nothing more refreshing than peeing in the middle of orgasm. Marisa has an expression of pure satisfaction while I'm being painfully forced to drink her urine. My stomach is so full of her pee that it stimulates my bladder and makes me have to pee as well. To make matters worse, I'm starting to lose sensation in my swollen balls. I try desperately to signal to her in some way to take off the ribbon. I know, sheesh, chill out, I'll remove the ribbon just as I promised. She loosens her grip on the ribbon, removing the death grip it has on my balls. Oh, now that the dam blocking my ejaculation is gone, semen comes rushing through my member like a tidal wave. My eyes roll back into my head at the sudden onslaught of pressure. Pleasure. My body quivers so much that anyone watching it might think I'm having a seizure. Like, look! It's coming so hard it's reaching the ceiling. My semen sprays toward the ceiling like a murky white fountain. The semen has apparently gotten more condensed as it's stewed in my balls, so it's so thick and syrupy that it sticks to the ceiling. Mari says, what force? I've seen lots of men come in my lifetime, but out of all of them, I only know a few that could actually reach the ceiling. And not only that, you manage that feat on your first date. You never cease to amaze me. The mistress voices her admiration as she looks up at the semen hitting the ceiling. I, however, am in no position to concern myself with anything else. The pleasure is so intense that I even fear my heart might stop beating. All I can do is grit my teeth and push it all out so that this will come to an end. How long do you plan to keep this up? Are you planning on painting our ceiling white or something? My balls get smaller as I exhaust the semen stored inside and the force of the string gets weaker. When my balls are finally emptied and my ejaculation dies down, I suddenly feel a different liquid try to force itself through my member. There's nothing I can do, exhausted state, except let it happen. And then moments, the milky white liquid I was shooting is placed in the warm yellow variety. Ugh, yuck. This is definitely not cum, you just started peeing. Did it feel good that you pissed yourself? You really lack discipline. I know my pee is delicious and all, but that doesn't mean you should drink so much of it. No wonder you had to pee. I can't believe you're still wetting yourself at your age. Why don't you just kill yourself, she says. Marisa looks down on me and cackles. She wet herself too, just like I did, but apparently she holds herself to a different standard. I'm so exhausted from all I went through that I don't even know what I'm shooting out anymore. It feels like I'm releasing all my body's moisture through my penis. After I finally spill everything, I'm overcome with exhaustion. There were several occasions through the ordeal where I felt I just couldn't go on any longer, but this one is on a different level. I'm nearly about to pass out. Although I'm filled with immense sense of satisfaction now that it's over. Oh my god, it's finally fucking finished. Marisa finally picks herself up from my face. Now that my vision is no longer blocked by her butt, I look up at the ceiling. I see my own semen stuck to the ceiling and watch as it even starts dripping back down onto my face. Phew, that was refreshing. So what are your first impressions? He's actually a lot more fun than I thought. He's not my type or anything, but I guess he might come in handy if I need to kill some time. I guess we can hire him. Look at you putting on an act. You really don't know how to be honest with yourself. It's not like I've taken a liking to him or anything. I just figure even someone like him can at least function as a human toilet or something. That's good to hear. I guess that means that Sawatari has officially been hired. The mistress comes over to me while I'm still laying on the floor exhausted. She takes a small key she's carrying and uses it to unlock my handcuffs. Did you hear the news? You've been hired as our servant. Just sign here on this contract. She hands me a piece of paper loaded with text. Given my barely conscious state, I certainly don't feel like reading over it. Don't Get your lawyer! Get your lawyer's lawyer! Take this pen and write your name here. With no idea what's going on, I take the pen and sign where I'm told. No! When I'm done, she takes the pen from me and then presses my finger in red ink. Alright, now press your finger here. She takes my hand and pushes my finger against the paper. And now our contract is complete. She takes the paper back from me and looks at it all approvingly. Congratulations, you are now an official servant in our residence. Here's a little present from your new master. She takes a gold bracelet out from her desk and places it over my left hand. The cold ring settles perfectly around my wrist, almost like it's specially made for it. You are to live here as our servant until the contract expires. Congratulations, Sawatari. Looks like we'll be living together now. You better work your ass off every day in an effort not to betray our expectations. If you do betray them, I'll have your head chopped off. I can't find the energy to voice words in response. My brain is too foggy to process everything, but apparently I'm now working for them as a servant. Normally it would be a joyous occasion, but I can't find any joy in it at the moment. I feel like I just made a contract with the devil. I have doubts on whether my body will even hold up on me if I work here. Everything starts to go dim. With the last of my clarity, I pray that this is all a bad dream. Once I wake up, I'm sure I'll find myself sleeping in my own room, like nothing ever happened.